Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday the 2nd of May. Ooh. Wednesday the 2nd of May. Ooh. See what, I'm not doing very well with the May and the dates.
Well,
yesterday I thought it was the 2nd, so now I think it's Tuesday.
It's only the 2nd, so you've got a bit of time.
I've got a bit of time to perfect my getting the days right in May.
Yes. Hopefully you'll get it right in time for our 1 year anniversary.
Yes, which is next Tuesday, the 8th of May.
Yes, which will be the year since we did our first podcast.
And we're going to be celebrating that in some style.
Yes.
Don't know what style, but some style.
Drunk style.
Probably. What's the news then, Zina?
A 16-year-old boy accidentally shot his 12-year-old sister in the head and killed her.
It's a terribly tragic thing to happen, but where does a 16-year-old boy get a gun from to accidentally do something like that?
In his house.
Well, you know, if you have got children, why not try not keeping guns in your house?
Yeah. So, I mean, the mum's fucked up, the lad's fucked up, the girl's dead.
Is there a dad?
I don't know, probably, somewhere.
Is he fucked up? It's horrible, you know, I don't know how a family recovers from such a tragedy.
The best person to be in this scenario is the dead one.
Yeah.
Unless you really don't care. In which case, you may as well be dead.
Oh, the big stories on the front of most of the papers today is about some fella that no one has ever heard of before losing some money because of his ex-boyfriend. In more detail, it's a guy called Lord Brown. He is the boss of Evil Petrol Heads BP.
Is he single?
Well, he is now. But he's, of course, a massive gay.
Rich?
He's very rich.
Phone number?
I haven't got it here. But he is available to chat to on the site suitedandbooted.com. Basically, he is 59. And he was going out with a little twink, who's aged something like 26. Mm-hmm. And is very handsome. If you look at the pair of them, I wonder what the handsome young boy sees in the old, ruddy-faced man.
Billionaire.
Yeah. Anyway, they went out for 4 years. They met on a sort of male escort site, suitedandbooted.com. Mm-hmm. And they've subsequently split up in 2006.
That was last year.
And the young lad, the pretty Canadian boy, has said, right, I'm selling my story now. I've got some insider stories about the life with Lord Brown. I know about some of the BP's business dealings. I know about his meetings with Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. And we've had dinner many times with Peter Mandelson and his handsome Brazilian boyfriend, Ronaldo. First time I've heard about him. Who would have thought Peter Mandelson was gay?
Gosh.
Anyway, Lord Brown, they went, I don't want you to sell the story. He tried to have the story discredited in court by saying that the twink had drink and drug problems, but he disclosed in medical records there was no drink and drug problems. Basically, in court, the old guy said, yeah, we met when we were exercising in the park, but they hadn't. Now he's a purger, so he's had to quit. And it's a bit sad because he's worked for BP since 1966, so he's been there for the long haul. And he was about to retire anyway. He's now had to retire a few months early, and he's going to lose £15 million, which is kind of retirement package of a bonus, mm-hmm. golden goodbye of £3.5 million, and some shares worth about £12 million. However, you know, he's still going to get 21.7 million pension, so he's all right, really, and he did tell a fib, so I think it's fair enough. That was quite a long explanation of that story, but everyone's been skirting around what it's all about, so I thought I'd fill everyone in.
Well, I'm certainly better informed about it now.
Right, if there's one thing I achieved today, it's informing people about a gay man that we've never heard of in his love life, his money.
Sir David Attenborough is very worried about the moths.
What moths?
He says moths are dying out. Let's try and save the moths. I say, really, don't. You know,
no one likes moths because they're all brown and not as pretty as a butterfly, and they flap in your face at night.
And they eat your fucking cardigans.
See, I've never had a problem with moths eating my clothes before, but I don't like them. They flap in your face.
I know. I think we've got better things to do, I'm afraid, David Attenborough, and I think you should have too.
Well, there you go. Gordon Brown.
Excuse
me. Just the mention of Gordon Brown's name has sent me into a yawning fit.
Gosh.
He's been trying to woo floating voters by releasing some balloons at a school. I don't know if that's actually going to convince anyone. You know, someone who's not quite sure which way to vote.
Mm.
Or go for Labour, because that man released some balloons yesterday. And I love a balloon. Page 3, girls say...
I was just thinking that she kind of looks like me.
Oh, I don't think she does. I think she's got a very 80s eye makeup on.
Oh, no, not her head.
Oh, okay. Oh, tits.
Tits and body. But I've got bigger nipples, I think.
Well done. Anton Deck had a row.
No.
A big one over a board game. They play Who Wants to Play a Millionaire at Ant's house, and they got a bit heated, got a bit competitive. Deck got really wound up and picked up the board that was his, took it home. They never finished the game.
Aww.
I think they've made it up now, though.
That's pretty sweet. A man has made a jet-propelled toilet.
Why? The man who makes all the funny...
A man called Paul Stender, and he got a toilet, he put a jet engine, like from an aeroplane, jet engine on it, and some wheels. It goes at 70 miles an hour, which apparently is not bad for a toilet. Also pointless, as you said.
That looks like, look at the flames coming out of it. That looks like it's burning, making an awful large carbon footprint.
Mm. More than a footprint, a turd print.
Keira Knightley says she's going to quit acting. Leave her alone. And to illustrate this, she's sick of fame. This picture of her pouting with a knicker showing. Not a candid shot, one that's been very much posed.
But probably quite old.
It's fairly old, but she's doing an interview to say, I'm bored of being fame, and she's on the cover of Elle magazine.
Mm.
Which makes me think she's not that bored of it.
Maybe not.
But apparently she hasn't. In November, there was lots of pictures of her on a website promoting anorexia. She was an inspiration to people, and she sort of steered herself out of the limelight since then, apparently. Coincidence or just circumstance?
Bollocks. Mr. President Bush.
The President of America?
Mr. George W. Bush. Mm. W. He's a dickhead.
Oh.
He's a prat. He's a prick. He's a knobhead. Cunt. Wanker. Bastard. Warmongerer. Hate. Crimes. War criminal. Spacker. Ugly. Fat. Face. Wanker. Turd breath. Charmless. Would you?
Yeah. Rats as big as dogs are gnawing into a concrete dam. At the hydroelectric power station in Montenegro.
Rats as big as dogs.
I saw a dog the other day that was as big as a rat. It was a little chihuahua that was crossing the road outside the office. It was tiny.
Aww. Terry Hatcher is the latest person to be rumoured to be going on the X Factor as a judge. I don't believe her.
Why would she?
I don't know what her credentials
what's
are.
What's her, you know, yeah, what does her opinion count for anything? A tumble dryer has been made and has gone on the market. It's designed to halve ironing time because it uses steam to remove wrinkles. Guess how much it costs?
£380.
£700.
It'll come down in price.
Well, I hope so, because that's an awful lot of money to pay just to get your clothes dry and you can hang them outside for free.
Yes.
And to be honest, that gets quite a lot of wrinkles out.
The average supermarket now sells 100,000 different product lines. Soon, you'll be able to go there for absolutely everything.
Wow.
What I would say is try and avoid it.
It's much nicer to shop around.
You can't always, but try and avoid going to supermarkets. It's destroying all the small businesses. And there's not many of them left, but the ones that there are, we should support them.
Some of them sell you off milk and things. And that happened at the supermarket while you were away. Again, I went to bought some milk from Sainsbury's, got back, realised it was two days out of date.
Did you take it back?
Of course I took it back. Did you put the thing on the door?
Yes.
Oh. There's a thick person who can't read at the door.
Black.
This is interesting. Some people will learn from this, get a good deal out of it. If you're British and you book on the Eurostar website, you pay a lot more, because it's a bit where they say, where do you come from? And you can select a different country of origin. And if you are from the UK, it costs £154. If you say you're American, it costs £6.50. Australians get a bargain, £45. And you're building in that currency. And then they convert it back into pounds, but it's a lot cheaper.
Hmm.
So if you are planning on going to Paris or Brussels or somewhere on the Eurostar, do pretend to be Australian. It only works on one-way tickets there, apparently.
One-way ticket to Brussels, beans, mussels and beer. Mmm.
There's an old shed that's gone on sale. It's a sheep shelter. Three roofs. Corrugated iron roof.
No roofs.
Three walls. One roof.
No roof.
No, it's got a corrugated iron roof. It's 30 foot by 19 foot. And you go, well, that sounds shit, doesn't it? They made that sound shit. I wonder how much that's going for. £500,000. But actually it's on 5 acres of prime property land in the middle of the Cotswolds with fishing rights on the River Windrush, which sounds beautiful. There you go, so that's what's happening in the property world. Another stupid building that's going for a stupid amount of money because everyone's stupid.
Now, if you were a 16-year-old boy who had accidentally shot his 12-year-old sister, what's the least he could do for her? What's the least he could do?
I don't know.
Buy her a nice coffin. And he can do that in a supermarket.
Wow, so you can get everything from a supermarket.
Yep, you go to Tesco's, in fact. And in Tesco's in China sells live turtles in the food section.
And then you eat them.
Yep.
Madonna went out in the wind and her hair blew around. Half a page
of an Joe O'Meara.
Ooh, evil boot face Joe O'Meara.
Dead. So, farewell.
See ya.
So that means if there is a reunion of S Club 7, there's going to be room for a Joe O'Meara lookalikey. So if you have got a boot face.
Pat Butcher, all that new one who's in EastEnders, Shirley in EastEnders, either them two.
Who's Shirley?
The one who goes out with
Paul
Daniels.
Oh, yeah, looks like Irene from the...
Yeah, she does, but also a bit like Jo Meara. She's got that sort of sneer. There's this weird thing happening. An unknown actor is being... There's lots of people who suddenly started placing bets on him to be the new Doctor Who, even though they're not even looking for a new Doctor Who at the moment. He is in a Warburton's advert... he's 5'7", bald, quite fat, 30, and he's 37. Now, the thing that interested me about this is that he's best known as a child star from 80s show Jossie's Giants. I think he was the little blonde one, the little comedy blonde one from Jossie's Giants.
His face is really familiar.
I mean, he's in a Warburton's advert, but... Oh, bless, I'd love to see a picture... I'd like to have seen a picture of him from Jossie's Giants.
If anyone could be bothered to find one for us...
I'm going to look for one on the internet. I could be bothered.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh. A Brazilian spider has been found to give more than just a painful bite. Its venom also stimulates an erection that can last for hours.
Like
so
Viagra.
You'll die, but you'll die happy as long as you can kind of knock one off.
But is it like Viagra that you know, it's just there, even though you, I don't know.
I mean, if you've got an erection, you might as well play with it.
The baker made some cakes in her shop. She put little pig faces on the front. She called them pig tarts.
Yeah.
She's been told that she's got to stop by... Political correctness gone mad. She's been told that by the British trading standards, she has to stop selling them or give them a different name or state clearly that they don't contain pork because they're called pig tarts. And people might go, oh, there's a cake in a cake shop.
I wonder if it's full of bacon.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if it's made of sausages.
This country, it makes me sick.
Do you remember that when before they put a pret-a-manger there, when they had that lovely bakery next door, they used to sell cakes with frogs on?
Mm.
Did that have real frogs in it?
I always thought it did. Did it not?
I don't know. I don't know. The British Trading Standards should investigate.
Oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me really angry. I wish it was May Day today, because I'd probably go and riot about all the cakes.
We could do a bit of a late riot. Peter André is not dead.
No, but he's very ill.
Well, he is quite ill. He's a bit better, they're saying. But some people have been putting rumours about that he's dead. This seems to happen an awful lot now. That you could quite easily put a rumour about that someone's died. I do remember you telling me Michael Jackson had died.
Yeah. But that's because somebody told me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's quite easy. The rumours can spread and snowball quite quickly. Peter André has got meningitis, though. He's being monitored by doctors in hospital. His parents have flown over, but he's all right. He's on the mend.
Tell you what, and lose some weight.
Just as well.
So he'll probably become president of the Meningitis Society, I imagine.
Do a lot of good work for charity.
There is a new operation for people who are blind. Gene therapy. They're trying out to try and fix their eyesight. Good luck with that. Don't know how it's done. Don't know if it'll work, but all the best with that one.
We've discussed this before. Tony Blair, how he's aged over the last 10 years, because it's his anniversary. So they've got a picture year by year here. You can see he sort of started to turn around 2001, 2002, I think, is where he started to really show it. The thing that I've noticed is his teeth. Look at him in 1997, grinning, perfect pearly white teeth.
Mm-hmm.
2007, he's got the teeth of a crone or a tramp or something. He's really, what he should do is spend more time cleaning his teeth and less time running the country.
Is it just a bad angle though, the photo?
I think it's a combination of two things. I think he's probably always had that little weird gap at the bottom.
Yeah.
But it looks like he might have filled it in or something.
Though. No, I can still see it there.
But why, how come it's so dark? But they do look awful there, though, don't they, his teeth? It'd probably be a slightly bad angle, but hopefully he'll be able to get some dental work done once he's there. No wonder the Americans don't like him.
Katie Holmes. She's desperate to patch up her broken marriage with Tom Cruise.
It's broken? Who broke it?
Well, she's even phoned Nicole Kidman for advice. Nicole said...
Nicole Kidman, who split up with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Saying, what can I do, what can I do? And she said, nothing you can do, you're gay, but he's probably richer than you are, taking from everything that he's got. So good luck with that, Katie.
The Queen's had a new photograph taken by a celebrity photographer, Annie Leibovitz. And the picture is the Queen looking like Helen Mirren, when Helen Mirren is looking like the Queen. So essentially it's the Queen looking like the Queen, because she is the Queen. But they've managed to say, well, yes, but it's because of Helen Mirren, but it isn't.
Well, they said because the Americans are, you know, they're really big on the film Queen, and they're hoping that she looks kind of similar to Helen Mirren, even though Helen Mirren is a lot younger. So they tried to glamour up a bit so the Yanks don't get too disappointed.
This is my story of the day. Killer sex toads!
This is another
toad story. Yeah. So this is why you shouldn't start a toad farm. This is the flip side to that coin. Sex-crazed toads kill prime carp worth £20,000 at a fishing lake by dragging them down into an underwater orgy. These rampant toads, there's just apparently just loads of them turned up. It was just a weird freak phenomenon. They always go there to mate, but loads of them turned up. They were trying to mate with the carp as well, and the carp would have like three on their back, and they wouldn't be able to breathe.
So any port in a storm then?
Any port in a storm. And then all the carp died, and then all the other fish in the lake died as well, because all the carp had died, and they were rotting, and apparently that's what happens now, is that rotting fish carcasses kill other fish, rather than, you know, them feeding off it. But anyway, that's happened, so watch out for the killer sex toads. Brilliant.
Paris Hilton went to a doctor in America and said, right, can you make me...
Can you give me a brain?
Like this. She pulled out of her bag a Barbie doll.
Oh.
And said, I want to look like this.
She's not far off.
She's not far off.
Is he going to make her have weird feet that are always ready to put, go in heels?
I think so, yeah.
Someone knows something we don't. Women slimmers who eat only boiled eggs for breakfast can lose up to 65% more weight than other dieters who eat croissants, cakes and chocolate bars.
But that's not a diet, is it?
No, I'm joking about that bit. But apparently they did some trial.
Boring.
And half of them had a low-fat breakfast and half of them had two eggs. Not soldiers, probably. And the egg ones lost more weight.
Did you use a facial wipe?
Do I use one?
Mm-hmm.
I have been known to in the past, occasionally when I'm feeling really lazy.
Cheap in
Superdrug at the moment. Good. Superdrug is doing a sort of a deal every Wednesday where they have something supremely cheap, but usually it's something you don't need. I saw the Queen, as we were earlier, her gynaecologist has died. He was the Royal Gynaecologist, Sir George Pinker. He's 82. He's seen a lot of regal fannies.
He must have breathed in something rotten if it's killed him.
he
turkey knickers down.
Delivered all the babies, the royal babies.
Turkey knickers down, your royal highness, and the vagina.
Kate Moss clothes, they've done a little test in the sun today. They've got people of different sizes. All huge sizes, such as size 10, size 12, and size 14, to try on the clothes and see whether they are any good.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they're all saying that's rubbish. They're actually really expensive. I mean, this dress is very pretty. It's sort of it's a pure silk dress.
Mm-hmm.
Very flouncy, very sort of delicate spaghetti strap with a little netty kind of thing over the top of it. But it's £195.
Mm. I like that.
The £45. That was very popular yesterday with everybody. The sort of off the shoulder thing.
Were these the limited edition ones?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really understand any of it, to be honest. I haven't been paying attention. But a very unattractive pair of red jeans. I mean, I can imagine they'd look good on Kate Moss, but they've put it on the size 14 girl. She's gone, no.
Mm. You know, it's all right.
Well, she liked it. She says she feels she could have got it at Primark.
She could have, but it probably would have been a bit nastier.
True. And that's me done for you, so do...
Prince Charles says we're now in a new war, and it's a war on climate change.
And sex toads.
Sex toads. And yes, most of the world tonight, the Apprentice, 9 o'clock, we'll miss it, of course.
Mm. I just remembered I was going to invest all my money in Simon on Celebdap, and I decided Simon's probably going to get into the final. Using the cubic footnotes, didn't you?
And that's it, really, actually. Oh, and then the snooker at 10 past midnight.
Snooker's on in the gym today.
Oh, and snooker at 20 past 11.
Snooker's on all the time, if you're clever about it. Property Ladder, Grand Designs.
Steve Davis and John Parrott.
I tell you what, I was just reading the TV list, and this is probably not a great way to end. We're not really ending on a high, are we?
Okay, let's do some stars, and then some weather.
Okay then, weather, it's going to be quite warm.
It's going to be really hot. Feeling hot. It's going to be a heat wave. Don't go out with a little metal rod on your head because you might get struck by lightning. That could happen.
Do take water out with you and a stylish pair of sunglasses.
And yeah, when it's as hot as this, you are quite likely to get struck by lightning, especially in the rain with the rod on your head.
In a thunderstorm.
And especially if you're Aries. So that's weather and horoscopes in a winner.
Brilliant. Very efficient. Well, that's ended on a high then, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for listening. We'll be back some other time. You've spoilt it now by ending on a low by burping. I'm sorry about that, listeners. I can only apologise.
Sorry.